to politics to begin this hour. Say what you want about Herman Cain, his 999 plan, some of the oddball statements that he makes, his less than presidential personality sometimes, but the sudden surge of Herman Cain as a GOP candidate suggests the possibility of two African-American candidates for president competing head-to-head. A new NBC Wall Street Journal poll has Cain beating Romney in the polls with 27% to Romney's 21, which Cain says is no fluke and is in part due to him being what he calls a fresh voice speaking to African-Americans after generations of being, at least in his view, a political franchise of the Democratic Party.
Many African-Americans have been brainwashed into not being open-minded, not even considering a conservative point of view.
That's Herman Cain speaking on CNN a few weeks back. How true is that idea, the notion of being brainwashed? And how likely is it that that idea will break into the mainstream of the political debate this early in the campaign? And as we said yesterday on this program, when we reported the NBC News Wall Street Journal poll results, we should note 4 years ago at this point in the campaign, it was Rudy Giuliani who was leading in the GOP poll. So it is early yet. Nevertheless, it's a tantalizing conversational subject. And for analysis and insight, we're joined by Farai Chidea, journalist and blogger at Farai.com. Good morning, Farai.
How are you?
Great. And now you on this program, it's fair to say, have characterized a sense of dissatisfaction within the African-American community over the lack of ability to deal with the jobs question for African-Americans who have an unemployment rate much higher than that of the prevailing population. That's fair, correct?
That's absolutely fair. And it's something that could really hurt the president with his reelection bid if people just sit out. At the same time, if there's a Republican nominee that is lackluster to Republicans, they could sit out. So you could have a very interesting situation.
That certainly seems to be the Romney impact of this poll. But let's get analysis from Ron Christie, our good friend and Republican political strategist. He's CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to President George W. Bush, who I think it's fair to say, Ron, has expressed a certain weariness and impatience about the rise of Herman Cain on this program. Would you say that?
Good morning, John. Yes, I would. I think that obviously he seems to be running as the populist, if you will, of the GOP, sort of the anti-establishment. I'm a little bit concerned about his qualifications to be president of the United States, given his lack of political experience. But certainly he's a star on the rise that we need to watch and talk about.
Well, to both of you, in the abstract, and I don't know what the sort of political significance is of this, you've got two competing narratives of African-American success in the United States. You've got this sort of Lion of Africa, intellectual patrician Barack Obama, who sort of dodges the civil rights narrative in his personal life, even though he evokes it in his speeches. And Herman Cain, who's a kind of self-made man who comes directly out of the civil rights movement but found conservatism and has a sort of a new identity as a result of that. How are African-Americans evaluating Herman Cain versus Barack Obama, if indeed they are? Farai Chidea?
From what I can understand, most African-Americans are not looking at Herman Cain as their candidate or savior in terms of party politics. A lot of African-American voters do want more choices, but Herman Cain is not necessarily what they're looking for. Right now, if you look at the 999 plan, you see that a lot of lower income and middle income people would end up paying more taxes. That's not terribly appealing to the black electorate.
Ron Christie?
Well, actually, I think she's right. I think his plan is dead on arrival without comprehensive tax reform, and I think the regressive nature of 999 would, in fact, lead many lower and middle-income folks to pay more in income tax. But from my conversations I've had, I think the great thing about the Cain candidacy and Obama running for re-election is that people are willing, in general, and folks in the African-American community in particular, are willing to look at these two men based on their records, based on their philosophy, and based on their ideology, and say, does this candidate reflect my views? But they're moving beyond, this candidate has the same skin color that I do, so therefore I'm automatically or implicitly going to support them.
Which certainly represents a real improvement. That's Ron Christie, a Republican political strategist and CEO of Christie Strategies, and journalist and blogger Farai Chidea is with us as well. Farai, to what extent does Cain actually capture that middle ground that supposedly needed to win a general election as opposed to simply winning the primary nomination?
Well, what's one of the many interesting factors here is that Cain is more beloved by Tea Party voters than Mitt Romney is. You know, Mitt Romney is someone who seems too suit and tie, too tied to business interest for a lot of the Tea Party. But Herman Cain also supported the TARP plan, which is not a favorite of the Tea Partiers, so some of them are kind of now aflutter about that. The reality is that Herman Cain is a better primary candidate than a general election candidate. But then again, Mitt Romney may be a better general election candidate, but he may not get to the general election if his own party doesn't vote for him. So that's the issue there.
There's another narrative, Ron Christie, that has nothing to do with race, and that is recalling what happened to George H.W. Bush. Here was the sort of scion of Bush Connecticut royalty taken down by a Bubba from Arkansas. You also had the scion of Georgia royalty, Jimmy Carter, taken down by the Ronald Reagan upstart. Is it possible that Barack Obama is just sort of too pointy-headed to deal with the kind of real person attitudes of the Herman Cains and the Tea Party of the world?
Well, I think that's Herman Cain's greatest appeal, John. I think that unlike the gridlock and unlike the business as usual that they've heard from the president as of late, and frankly, looking at the Republican candidates in the field, they say perhaps maybe that's just more of the same. Cain represents a breath of fresh air. But my concern, as I stated at the outset, that I think many voters still have, and they'll get a chance to know him a little bit more over the next couple months, is we've already had a president with relatively little experience now occupying the Oval Office. Is it time in these very difficult economic challenges that we face here in America to put another relatively inexperienced person in the Oval Office? So we have several months to look at these candidates, but this breath of fresh air that Herman Cain represents of not politics as usual, I think, is a lot of his appeal.
Ron Christie, Republican political strategist, CEO of Christie Strategies, former special assistant to George W. Bush. Farai Jadeh, we'll leave it with you. Is Herman Cain holding the door open for a possible third-party candidacy if he doesn't have the kind of legs as Ron Christie suspects he doesn't?
I think that is still very much up in the air. When you hear people like Professor Cornel West calling for Ralph Nader to reenter the race
on this program,
we could see from the left or the right a third party candidacy.
Farai Jadeh, a journalist and blogger at Farai.com, talking about the surging Herman Cain candidacy. What do you think? 877-8 My Take, or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Have a good weekend.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.